The 18th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of St. James, Bishop of Nisibis. On this day in the year 338 AD, St. James, Bishop of Nisibis, departed. He was born in the city of Nisibis in Mesopotamia, which is in modern-day Iraq. He was brought up since his young age on godliness and the love for the poor, and he studied the Holy Bible and other related subjects. He cherished the monastic life where he dedicated himself for worship, prayer, fasting, and asceticism. God granted him the gift of performing miracles, and the fame of his holiness and virtues became well known. When the Bishop of Nisibis departed, the clergy and the people chose James to be a bishop and shepherd them in the year 319 AD. He persevered in the life of piety and asceticism, and he cared to comfort the mourners and visit the sick and attend to the poor, to the widows and the orphans, and to building churches. He was one of the bishops that attended the First Universal Council at Nicaea in 325 AD and agreed to its decisions and canons. When Shapur, the Persian king, seized the city of Nisibis, he opened in its wall a crevice to enter the city. And this holy father, James, prayed to God to protect his people. In the morning, Shapur found the wall standing up as it was, and God brought swarms of mosquitoes and wasps over the army, which fled away. When James, the Bishop of Nisibis, completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the two saints, Mary and Martha, the sisters of the beloved Lazarus, whom the Lord raised from the dead. These two saints were born in Bethany, and the Lord Jesus Christ found his rest in the house of Lazarus and his two sisters. Saints Miriam and Martha each expressed her love to the Lord Christ in her own special way. Martha was interested to show her hospitality and did what she could to comfort Jesus in terms of providing food and drink. But Miriam sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to his word, and she also anointed the feet of the Savior with very costly oil of spikenard. And the Lord praised her, saying, "Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." When Lazarus died, a conversation took place between the Lord and the two sisters, expressing their faith that the Lord Christ is the Son of God, who has come into the world. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the departure of Anba Andras, known as Abu Alif. He was one of the fathers of the 7th century and was a disciple of Anba Vicentius, the Bishop of Kift. This holy father was born in the city of Sanhor to Christian parents. His father was a simple farmer, and they raised their son with a Christian upbringing. St. Andras gave his food to the needy and remained fasting until evening, and he took the opportunity of tending his father's sheep for seclusion, prayer, and conversing with God. He longed for the monastic life, and in the age of 20, Andras, also known as Andrew, went to a monastery in El Assas Mount, where he became a monk, and he exerted himself in many worships and asceticism. He had a great love for his brothers, the monks. His attire was a garment made of palm fibers, and that is why he was called Abu Alif. As a result, the devil envied Anba Andras and fiercely fought against him. But with humility, simplicity, and faith, St. Andras used to say, "God, who gave the strength and victory to our holy fathers Anthony and Macarius. He will save me and deliver me from the evil of this vain world. When the devil fought him by forsaking his monastic order to gain worldly positions, Andras said, "What is profitable if you gain the whole world and lose yourself?" He always fortified himself with the sign of the cross, and the devil would quickly run away from him. When Enba Bacentius heard about the excellent qualities of this holy Father Andras, he made him his disciple. The Lord had granted Andras with the gift of healing the sick and performing miracles. A great number of people sought him, asking for his guidance and prayers. After Andras finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace and was buried in the monastery that was named after him later on. The monastery of Abu El-Lif is located nearby the village of Hagar Danfik in the Cana Governorate, about 350 meters from the Monastery of the Holy Cross. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.